So let's take a look on the amendments related to successor entities subsequent to business reorganization. As per the existing provision, Section 170 of ITA, in cases of succession otherwise than by death, in practice, once an entity starts the process of reorganization by filing an application with the adjudicating authority or any high court, the period of time involved in coming to a conclusion with respect to such reorganization is found to be a long-drawn process and it is not time-bound. The reorganization often is from a preceding date. During the pendency of the court proceedings, the income tax proceedings and assessments are carried on and often completed on the predecessor entities only. Courts have held such proceedings and consequent assessments illegal as the predecessor assessee ceases to exist in the midst of a perfectly valid and legal proceeding. Therefore, with a view to clarify that such proceedings under the ITA are valid, it is proposed to insert Section 170, subclause 2A of ITA to provide that the assessment or other proceedings pending or completed on the predecessor in the event of a business reorganisation shall be deemed to have been made on the successor. In order to remove this anomaly, it is proposed to insert a new section, 170A to ITA, to enable for the entities going through such business reorganisation for filing of modified returns for the period between the date of effectivity of the order and the date of the issuance of the final order of the competent authority. Further, it is proposed to insert a new section 156A to the ITA to give effect to the orders of the competent authority. These amendments will take effect from the 1st of April 2022. So let's discuss the clarification in respect of the disallowance under Section 14A of ITA in absence of any exempt income during an assessment year. It is proposed to amend Section 14A of the ITA to clarify that notwithstanding anything to the contrary contained in ITA, the provisions of this section shall apply and shall be deemed to have always applied in a case where exempt income has not accrued or arisen or has not been received during the previous year relevant to an assessment year and the expenditure has been incurred during the said previous year in relation to such exempt income. It is also proposed that no deduction shall be allowed in relation to exempt income, notwithstanding anything to the contrary contained in ITA. This amendment will take effect from the 1st of April 2022. And now the proposed clarifications on allowability of expenditure under 37 of ITA. It is proposed to also amend the section 37 of ITA to further clarify that the expression expenditure incurred by an assessee for any purpose which is an offence or which is prohibited by law shall include and shall be deemed to have always included the expenditure incurred by an assessee. It is proposed to insert the following changes. For any purpose which is an offence under which is prohibited by any law for the time being in force in India or outside India, to provide any benefits or perquisites in whatever form to a person, whether or not carrying on a business or exercising a profession, and acceptance of such benefits or perquisite by such person is in violation of any law or rule or regulations or guidelines, as the case may be, for the time being in force governing the conduct of such person. And to compound an offence under any law for the time being in India or outside of India. Again, this amendment will take effect from the 1st of April 2022.